Ghana will not be used as a platform to destabilize Cote d'Ivoire, the president, John Dramani Mahama, gave the assurance when he interacted with his counterpart in Cote d'Ivoire. He said government will not do anything to disturb the stay of Ivorian refugees so long as they abide by the laws of Ghana. The president was briefing the media on arrival from his thank you tour of Togo, Benin, Nigeria, Burkina Faso and Cote d'Ivoire last night. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report. The gesture was to show appreciation to the presidents of Togo, Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, Benin and Nigeria for their support during the funeral of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. President Mahama was met on arrival by Vice President Pakwesi Misa-Arthur, the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith and other government officials. President Mahama said ensuring sub-regional security remains core if the continent is to defend. He assured the government of Cote d'Ivoire of the safety of refugees in Ghana. He also explained how Ghana will collaborate with other countries to fight piracy.
We visited Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, Togo, Nigeria and Benin, five nations. And in each country we discussed issues to do with our bilateral cooperation. In Cote d'Ivoire, the main issue of discussion had to do with security and refugees and Cote d'Ivoire exiles living in Ghana. And I gave President Ouattara the assurance that Ghana would not be used as a platform to destabilize Cote d'Ivoire. And so I take the opportunity to caution all Ivorian exiles living in Ghana that we are a very hospitable country, but if they live here, they must live here in peace and not use Ghana as a ground to plan any destabilization against home country. And so that has been made very clear. We also discussed issues of security in the sub-region. As you are aware, there's a developing situation in Mali, and that is a matter that is of concern to all the countries in the sub-region. So that came up in every discussion that we had in all the five countries and how ECOWAS can play a role in stabilizing what is happening in Mali. Another major issue that came up was the issue of piracy in our waters. In the recent past, there have been several incidents of piracy where commercial shipping has been attacked. And so one of the things we discussed was cooperation between our naval and maritime authorities in order to check the incidence of piracy. As early as next week, Togo is sending a delegation to engage with our Navy and our maritime authorities and agree on a joint cooperation to police our waters and seek Ghana's help in the event of any incident to assist.
President Mahama said the export of energy to Togo, Burkina Faso and other countries will increase if the current investment in the energy sector meets the energy needs of the country.
In our bilateral discussions, energy kept coming up. Happily, because of the investments we've made in energy, between now and the end of next year, we should get anything between 800 and 900 megawatts of additional generation. After we have covered what Ghana needs, if there's an excess, we will increase the amount of power that we export to our neighboring countries. So I give them that assurance, and I think they are quite.
A report by Yahya Kwamwa.